Hank? Oh, thank heaven it's you. It may be a little too soon to thank heaven, Plato. He slapped his paw against his cheek. Oh, Lord, at first I thought you were that Doberman. This has been an incredible experience. Would you believe 5 days in the post pile? I mean, actually in fear of my life? I'm telling you, man, it's been...
Where's Rufus?
Plato's eyes widened. I don't know where Rufus is, and that's okay. I've got nothing at all against the dog. I'm perfectly willing to relate to him.
Why do you ask?
I'm looking for him. Good Lord, why?
Grudge.
Grudge? Okay.
He started back and towards the post pile.
Well, my position is very simple, Hank.
Your position better stay out of the post pile.
Sure, okay, but what I'm saying is that I don't really approve of grudges. The idea, I mean.
This ain't an idea.
Okay.
I peered around the edge of the post pile and studied the lay of the land. Then I caught sight of the enemy. He was down in the backyard, chewing on a big steak bone. Beulah sat a few feet away, watching him tear at the bone. Come here, Plato. Take a look. He crept over and peeked around the corner.
Good Lord! Just look at him!
Here's the way I figure it. You'll go down first and get his attention.
What?
And I'll move out and keep undercover. While he's busy with you, I'll attack and hit him on the blind side.
Wait a minute, Hank!
I hate to take a cheap shot, but I got a feeling we're going to need the element of surprise.
Hey, listen, Hank. I think we've got a basic misunderstanding here. What I have in mind is more of an advisory role. You see the distinction? I mean, I think my talents... Listen, man, that dog is terrible. Do you have any idea what he can do with those teeth?
Got a real good idea, Plato. That's why I need a decoy.
Decoy, is it? You mean a sitting duck. No way am I going down there.
I turned on my slow rumble of a growl. Plato swallowed and blinked his eyes.
You're giving me no choice, is that it?
Yep.
Suicide, that's what you're asking? Oh, what madness!
He began marching up and down in front of me.
You've spent years cultivating your mind, Plato, training yourself to hunt birds. Now all we ask is that you offer yourself to the dragon to be torn to ribbons of quivering, bleeding flesh.
You finished?